Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hello, everyone. Eclipse fever has spread to Westchester and the entire nation as Westchester Talk Radio proudly presents the 2017 Great American Solar Eclipse Viewing Party live from Pleasantville's Pace University campus. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with my great engineer, Maddie the K. McCann. As always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Remember, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. They've been anticipating this celestial event for many weeks now, the rarest of sights. You might say it's been nearly a century in the making. We're talking about the first coast-to-coast total solar eclipse of the sun in nearly a century, 99 years to be exact. The last time an eclipse of this sort was held in this country, you got to go back to 1979. Five states had a chance to see that, but now it's coast-to-coast, and although Westchester is not in the path of totality, many viewers will get a chance to see most of the sun covered up by the moon, about 70% or so. Well, joining us now to tell us more about this wonderful event, our first guest, he is a professor of astronomy and computer science here at Pace. He is Matt Gannis, another Matt. Matt, thanks so much for joining us. A lot of excitement in the air today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, let's tell us about this. Again, it is the first coast-to-coast total solar eclipse here in the Americas in nearly a century. What can we anticipate, at least from Westchester's standpoint today?
Okay, so in Westchester, so you were right. We're not in the path of totality. Now, the path of totality, just so everybody understands, is when the moon directly covers the sun, fully encases it, where it gets pitch black out. We're not in that path. We're in a path where we're going to see about 75% coverage, so about a 25% sunlight coming to us. So it'll still be dim, it will still be dark. I'm hoping that we'll be able to see Venus, you know, some stars come out as we reach our maximum, but about 75% coverage.
So they will see some darkness of the skies. It will be noticeable.
Oh, we should. I'm hoping to. Yeah, I believe it should be. Venus is bright enough that Venus should be able to be seen, and we should be able to see a few stars. Yeah.
Why is this so rare, Matt? Because every once in a while we do get lunar eclipses, and that's unlike the solar. You can see it with the naked eye. It happens every so often. Why is a solar eclipse like this so rare in this country?
Well, okay, so it's not so much that it's rare in this country. It's just rare to be in a place where you can see it. You know, eclipses happen quite often. A lot of times it's over water someplace. But the reason is, and it's tough for me to do this because I always talk with my hands as I describe this, the moon is tilted from the Earth by about 5 degrees. So the moon always passes between the Earth and the sun. It's just when the eclipse falls, it doesn't fall on the Earth anywhere. It just so happens that the moon is directly aligned with the Earth and the sun that we're going to get that eclipse. Just so happens that you know, the viewing from the Earth happens to be directly aligned, so we're directly in front of the moon as it passes across. That's what gives us that full totality. So a bunch of chance encounters have to happen. That tilting has to be just right, and the position has to be just right, and obviously in a place where you can see it. So a bunch of conditions had to come together to make this happen.
I don't know if it has anything to do with the orbit of the Earth and the sun, but I mean, I can't remember the last time like there's been a total eclipse seen in this part of the country. They tend to be in the central and the lower portion. Is that where it typically happens a lot?
No, it's a chance encounter. It's basically a chance encounter depending upon all the alignments, how they happen, how they come around. So it's not that it happens in one place more than another. Again, we're very lucky here because, like I said, a lot of times it'll land over water someplace where you can't see them, or the eclipse, it sounds silly, the eclipse misses the Earth and we don't see it. It just so happens that path of the eclipse is going right across the U.S., which makes it incredibly rare.
Well, you heard the phrase, I'm sure you all have the right place at the right time.
That's right.
And given the weather conditions today, the clouds are sparse enough, you'll be able to see. It's not perfect. It's not dim, but at least it should be visible in this kind of weather today.
Yeah, do not let the clouds deter you, because you know, I'm looking up now, and they're kind of wispy clouds. You'll still see the totality happen. It will still get dark. It's Matt's law of astronomy, okay? As soon as you think it's too cloudy, you pack up and go home. As you're driving home, it clears up. It happens almost instantaneously, so do not give up on it.
Now, having said that, of course, in terms of viewing a solar eclipse, which is very different from a lunar, again, for those of you who may not know, with a lunar eclipse, you can see it with the naked eye. Now, in this particular case, you cannot. And I'm wearing sunglasses, for those of you who are here watching our broadcast. I mean, these are not eclipse glasses I'm wearing, not for effect. But you've been giving out special glasses specifically designed to view the eclipse because, again, you could have severe eye damage if you don't use them.
That's right. You do not want to stare directly at the sun. I mean, you can look at the sun, but you look away quick. You just want to be very careful not to, especially during an eclipse. what happens during an eclipse is as the moon passes over the sun, it gets very dark. Your pupils begin to open, and as your pupils open, obviously it's to dark adapt, you can see things. But quickly the moon moves away and it gets very bright again, and all of a sudden you get a very sharp, very intense light in your eye, and that's what's going to cause a lot of the damage, right? So yeah, you just don't want to do it. The other thing I want to warn people about is if they have their own glasses and they're watching the eclipse, when you're done, please look down at the ground and take your glasses off. Don't take your glasses off as you're watching it, because you could get surprised in a bad way with that sun all of a sudden reappearing. So look down, take your glasses off, and then proceed.
Now, I heard, like, again, we're not in the path of totality here, but for those who are, from what I heard today, actually, when it's in totality for that 2 minutes and 40 seconds, you can take your glasses off, but as soon as it stops, you got to put them right back on, correct?
Well, yeah, but again, be very careful. We're only 25% of the sun is still going to be there. So you're going to be staring at 25%.
Even in totality? Intense.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's not, again, there's totality when it's completely covered, but our totality is 75%, which means the sun is still going to be 25% visible. So you are going to have trouble even looking at that part of the sun. So be very careful. I mean, again, you can look at the sun and see it, but, you know, you're going to burn parts of your retina if you stare too long. And too long is about 10, 15 seconds.
And again, these glasses you've been giving out, they're becoming a real scarce commodity. They've been so popular. But for those who weren't able to get them, the next best thing is maybe to get a cardboard copy, a cardboard box, and maybe just look at it and just face the sun that way, but not looking directly at it.
Absolutely. Let me give you two ideas. One is you take a piece of paper and poke a pinhole in it and project it to a wall or to the ground. An interesting one I saw is cross your fingers and make sort of a waffle shape with your fingers and hold it up, and it will cast a shadow on the ground, and you'll see the eclipse occur from that shadow. If you use that waffle, the sun will pass through the openings between your fingers, and you'll get multiple views of the eclipse.
And again, if you want to take a picture of the eclipse, I mean, if you want to use your smartphone, I mean, I heard, like, if you put it over your shoulder, like in selfie mode, you can do that?
Yeah, people were talking about doing that. I haven't heard that one before. We were just talking about it a little while ago. Over your shoulder, take a selfie mode picture. So yeah, pointing directly at the sun is just like any other time pointing directly at a bright light. You're going to get washed out and not see anything.
All right. Well, again, safety first. That's really paramount.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Matt, thanks so much for joining us, and really enjoy the event. Again, please, if you are going to see this eclipse, don't look directly at it, but do it in safety and really enjoy yourself. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Thanks very much.
Matt Gannis again joining us. Again, he's a computer science and astronomy professor here at Pace University at Pleasantville's campus. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Pace University's campus here in Pleasantville. We're here for the 2017 Great American Solar Eclipse Viewing Party. A lot of excitement of the year on campus. A lot of anticipation has been going on for weeks, not only in Westchester, but all across America. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with my buddy Matty Kahan, our engineer. As always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Thank you, Matt. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook, too. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, as we get ready for this exciting event, he is Charles Gibson. He is Senior Vice President of a group called Westchester Amateur Astronomers. They've been around for a long, long time, and they're here taking in this wonderful event. Charlie, thanks so much for joining us, and your thoughts on the organization itself and your involvement with today's event.
Yes, I go back to its beginning 30-some years ago, and it's been a great group for all the years I've been up here. And We've started 1986 as a loosely formed group called the Westchester Observers Group, and we were based at the Hudson River Museum at the Andrews Planetarium. And in 1991, we became a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, and we changed our name to the Westchester Amateur Astronomers. So we've been together as a group for over 30 years, but organized as a 501c3 since 1991. We have currently about 175 paid members. We do have a lecture series that starts at the beginning of the school year in September. It's the first Fridays at Leonhard Hall, and we have renowned speakers in the field of astronomy, and it's been a great event so far. It's been a great time pairing up with Pace University. Matt Gannis, who's the professor who sponsored our group, had asked us to bring some volunteers from the Westchester Amateur Astronomers to set up and look through some bring up some scopes so some people who didn't have the glasses can at least look through some telescopes. And it's been great so far.
Yeah, and looking through that telescope, so that's another safe way of seeing this event, because we want to emphasize for those of you who've tuned in or don't know much about it, you can't look directly at an eclipse unless you have those special glasses. And in this case, that telescope, you can see it and not injure your eyes and have permanent damage.
That is correct. I've been looking at them for many years, and I go for my annual checkups with my ophthalmologist, and everything's fine so far.
Now, using this telescope, how powerful the one that we see across the way from our vantage point, how powerful is it to see this?
Well, there's several scopes set up, and depending on the eyepiece you put in will determine the power of the scope. So, for example, if you had a 400 millimeter scope, and you put a 10 millimeter eyepiece in there, it's 40 power, so it's 400 divided by 10 gives you 40 power. And sometimes you want to have a less powerful scope, and more one that's low magnifying so you can see the whole field. I mean, it's like looking at the lunar surface. If you have a very powerful, you only see the crater. But when it's a wide field, you can see the whole moon and get a better perspective. So it depends on the eyepiece you put in there to determine the power.
Yeah, having seen a lunar eclipse, again, that's something you can see with the naked eye. I think we had a total eclipse, I think was about last year. It was really beautiful. It's like a reddish-orange hue.
Yes, right.
But here with this particular one, again, we want to emphasize we're not in the path of totality, let's say the southern part. I think about 70% will be covered. But
yes.
And we have some high thin clouds, but again, that should not deter being able to see this as it is.
No. If they don't get any thicker than this, these are going to blow through. The wispy clouds, you can actually still see the sun through the clouds. I mean, obviously, some surface areas we won't be able to see clearly with the clouds there, but you will be able to see the main purpose of it is the eclipse covering. So that's, you're not looking for detail, but so just the main, so you'll be able to see that.
Yeah, because like with the total eclipse, again, it's a chance encounter, as Matt Gannis had just told us at the outset of the broadcast. I mean, if even a little bit of a hint of cloud gets in there, it might be hard to see, but again, it really isn't the most perfect viewing you have, but it's really good enough today.
Yes, it is. We're going to have about 70.43% from the, as an app I get, and I can say 70.43% from this location at 40 degrees north latitude. We should see about 70.6% cloud cover.
Now, again, this is an extra special event. It doesn't exactly happen every day for your group, but you have other events you have planned throughout the year if anybody's interested in joining?
That is correct. Our club is at the westchesterastronomers.org. And we're on Facebook as well. And during the year, as I mentioned before, we have a lecture series that starts usually the first Friday. But if you look at those, depending on if there's a religious or some sort of holiday issues, it's usually the first Friday. It starts at 7:30 at Leonhard Hall on Pace University. And then also during the year, we have an event around a new moon, when the moon is not up, in fact. You up at Ward Pound Ridge, we have a star party up there we hold monthly. Depending on, obviously, if it's raining, we don't have it, or cloudy, we don't have it. But you have to check the website, and there's a hotline to call for if there's an issue with weather. But if it's clear, we have set up at Ward Pound Ridge, the meadow area, once a month, except for the cold months out the year. We get not a lot of people show up for that because it's too cold and the weather is very iffy. But on a clear night, we're up there at the Ward Pound Ridge meadow area. So those are our two events during the year. Then we do outreach as well. We're a not-for-profit. We have, I actually live in Scarsdale. So for the eighth graders, for the third graders who are 8 years old, we set up scopes. We have been doing this for about 10 years now. And 400 to 500 people show up for that event. So that's a big turnout.
All right. So again, that's the Westchester Amateur Astronomers. Again, they can get in touch with you particular if they're interested.
Yes. We have on our site, westchesterastronomers.org, you'll see contact information. Again, I'm the senior vice president. The president of the club is actually in Ketchum, Idaho. So he's in the way. He went out to get it in totality. The closest place around here to totality is about 750 miles away in South Carolina. So if you haven't, obviously if you haven't reserved it, come up here and go out here and get some viewing of 70% of it.
All right. Well, it should be a lot of fun. Charlie Gibson, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck with your group, and have a good time today. All right?
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Be safe. All right, that's Charlie Gibson, Senior Vice President of the Westchester Amateur Astronomers. We're going to take a short break and be back right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Pace University's Pleasantville campus. We're here for the Great American Solar Eclipse, a rare and unique celestial event. It's been nearly a century in the making. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Remember, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest representing Pace University, she is Lisa Bardill Moscartolo, Dr. Lisa Bardill Moscartolo. She is Associate Vice President and Dean of Student Affairs here at the university. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us and your thoughts on this wonderful day. The turnout's getting better and better as we speak.
Yes, it is. It's very exciting. It's great to have so many people to our campus. It's transformed. This is our second year of our campus, and we're done with our construction process for a new student experience, so it's thrilled to see so many people coming out for this event. Thank you for letting me speak as well.
We're a pleasure to have you here. So about this event, so, I mean, there's a lot of students here. There's so many people interested in seeing this. And again, we want to stress, it is a total solar eclipse, but we're not in the complete path of totality. About 70% coverage expected, but still, it still will be a marvelous event to see.
Yes, absolutely. You're correct. And we're happy that we were able to provide this. You know, obviously, we have a new president, Marvin Krisloff, and we have Matthew Gannis here with us. He's a professor in computer science and astronomy, and I think you had him on earlier. And he also brought with him some of the folks from the Westchester Astronomy Club. So we're hoping, and I know that some people probably can't hear us here, but if you're on your way here, you know, please, if you have your own glasses, that would be great. But we do have a couple of telescopes. Did I say that right?
Telescope.
Right, yes. Thank you. Telescope out so they can talk to you. So please try to get close. And Matthew, Dr. Gannis does have a mic, so he's trying to explain a lot of things and answer a lot of questions. So it's a great time.
Well, the most popular item, as we've seen, are those glasses, and they've run out. I mean, they've been going like hotcakes. Now people have to borrow them just to see this.
Yes, we have asked people to share, and it's really a community event, and that means sharing.
And again, for these kinds of eclipses, you know, keep in mind, you can't look directly at it. That's why these glasses are so important, because otherwise you'll have severe eye damage. We try to emphasize that at the outset here. But have you talked to some of the students? I bet they're very excited to see this today.
They are. We have some of our athletes here, so they're out there right now. And we have some of our other early arrivals. We don't start back until the new students check in on September 2nd, but we're thrilled. We have some of our students here that are sitting out, and I saw them even talking with some of the community members, some of our volleyball team, so we're thrilled to have them here, and they are very excited about this experience as well.
Do you know any astronomy students that are watching this that maybe pique their interest a little bit?
Oh my gosh, I don't know exact astronomy students.
Yeah.
No. Sorry. But I know I have a lot of staff that's interested, too.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to be in astronomy, too. I mean, just the curiosity of this whole event. It's not the most perfect day to view it, but as I said, it's good enough to be able to see through these high clouds what
yes.
we're going to have today.
Yes, and we have, like, obviously two setups for viewing inside, too, you know, those that want to watch the website. But I agree with you. It's exciting. I mean, this doesn't happen very often, so
no.
I'm just excited that I could be part of it here and see all these people here and celebrate with the community.
Now, of course, this is just one of many events that you have here. Any other notable events coming up here that you'd like to share with us today?
I don't have a list, but we have football. We have our football games that we love for people to join with us. And so that's an opportunity on, again, I think that's Saturday, September 2nd. Let me make sure I have the right date. But we would love folks to come to campus, yep, on that event. And we get a great turnout and a lot of spirit. And our students will be back, so we'd love people to join in for that as well.
And for an event like this, this certainly brings people together. And in student affairs, what do you usually deal with in your department on a regular
sure.
basis? Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the areas I oversee is a lot of the things that are happening outside of the classroom. So I have all of our residence halls, and that's where we are right now. I oversee housing and residential life, and we're in an area called the Alumni Quad. And so we have the Student Center, where a lot of our activities happen, our dining, and then we have two of our large residence halls where we have about 750 students in these two buildings approximately. So this is really the center of the campus. So I oversee that area, and we have some other residence halls, student development and campus activities, orientation, leadership programming, fraternities and sororities, student government. I could go on and on.
Well, we were here not that long ago at Westchester Talk Radio. As I was talking to you off air, we came here for the App Bowl Finals, and it was held at the gym, and that was a very exciting day.
Oh, yes. That was a very high-energy day, and there were a lot of students around, too, right?
Yes, they were. Almost as much as today, if not more so.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And so some other areas I also work with is our students in multicultural affairs and some of our diversity programs that we offer on campus as well, counseling services, disability services, all those areas to really support students at PACE.
Well, if anybody would like more information or perhaps they're interested in taking part in any programs, maybe some advanced learning, I mean, adult education certainly is a must these
yes.
days. Can they contact you?
Oh, sure. Or they could look at our website, too, a-z, pace.edu. But they can also contact me, deanlisa@pace.edu.
All right, Lisa Bardil Moscartolo, thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy the event today, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right, we've been speaking with Lisa Bardil Moscartolo again. She is once again the Associate Vice President and Dean for Student Affairs here at the university. We're going to take a short break and step aside for just a moment, and we'll be back right after this.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital. You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Pace University's Pleasantville campus here in the heart of Westchester for a rare celestial event that was nearly a century in the making. It's the 2017 Great American Solar Eclipse. How you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with my buddy Matt Kay and our engineer. As always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Thank you, Mixmaster Matt. As always, we're produced by Shark Creative, as well as we said. And we're also reminding you to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And you can always like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest. He has been on the job for only a few weeks, but wow, what an exciting day for him. He is Mr. Marvin Krizlov, who is the president of Pace University. Mr. Krizlov, thank you so much for joining us. What an exciting day this is.
It is. It's great to be here and great to see all these people out here enjoying this big event.
Well, again, it's a rare celestial event, and again, we see students, we see so many people gathering with the glasses. I mean, they've been the most valuable commodity. People actually have to share now because they want to use them to see this, because you can't look at eclipse directly with the naked eye.
That's right, and in fact, someone just took my glasses because they've run out, and it's a faculty member, and there she is. I'm going to get them back from her. But anyway, we're all sharing because it's all one big happy community today.
Yes, it is. And again, this is, of course, a special event. It certainly doesn't happen every day at this university. There are many other great events during the year. But you look at this turnout right here, and just everybody's so excited for this because it's been building for the last few weeks.
I think this is really great. I know one of my kids actually went down to Carolina, but I know a lot of us couldn't do that. And so it's really terrific, and I'm enjoying seeing the range of ages. I mean, all these young, really young kids, as well as some much more senior people as well.
Have you had a chance to talk to some of those students today and their impressions of this event?
Well, I think everyone's really enjoying it. One volleyball player showed me how to actually do it and safely, and so I appreciate that. Shout out to her. And, you know, a number of people that said they don't really have a direct university connection, but just we're happy to be here and thankful that we were doing this event. So that's terrific as well.
And again, the school year, it's just starting right now or has started?
Well, the classes haven't started yet. Some of our student athletes have moved back on campuses. And of course, faculty and staff are here as well. And I've been working. But the students, some of them have moved in, but not the vast majority of them at this point.
Well, again, you've been on the job, as we said, only a few weeks. What are your impressions of the university, what you see coming down the road here? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I just think there's so much great, good stuff going on here. You know, what I'm really impressed by is the students and their commitment to making the world better and also their community better. And there are a lot of exciting environmental projects going on, for instance, including with projects with the Hudson Valley and the Hudson River. And you know, our environmental program has really gotten a lot of acclaim. But then we also have great programs on this campus in terms of nursing and computer science and business and arts and sciences as well. And I just came from the White Plains campus, which is our law school as well. The law school students, actually, today was their first day, so I welcome them this morning.
Now, where we are, we're broadcasting in front of the Kessel Center here, and this part of the campus is relatively new, I understand.
Yes, it was built before I came, but not that much before I came, and it's really nice and beautiful, and I think the students really enjoy living in the dorms here. So lots of good stuff.
And again, this is one of many campuses here around the region of Westchester, and there's really a lot to offer students, isn't it?
Absolutely. Pace is focused on providing students with a strong arts and sciences and basic education, but also grounded in experiential learning and leading to great careers in professions such as law and business and computer science and nursing and the allied health. So it's a terrific university, and our students go on to do great things. But during the 4 or 5 years or whatever they're here, they also make a big impact, and that's one of the things that I'm so impressed by.
And with an event like this, Mr. Krizlov, I would think with the eclipse, I don't know how many astronomy students we have today, but if it is, maybe it might pique some interest in wanting to get into the field.
Well, if this doesn't make you excited, I don't know what will. So I know a lot of people are really excited. A lot of people actually brought their own telescopes, which is kind of cool, and a lot of families. It's really a lovely family event, and I think we're serving food inside. I haven't had that yet. But I think we're serving food, and there's some young people here. And go to Pace. We want to encourage them to come to Pace, too.
And wherever you are, wherever you're viewing this eclipse again, we can't emphasize this enough. Even though Westchester's not in the totality, about 70% of the sun expected to be covered by the moon, nonetheless, we can't emphasize that enough. You can't look directly at an eclipse, ladies and gentlemen. You got to use those safety glasses that were provided or those telescopes, because we want to be able to save your eyes for the future, too.
Absolutely.
All right. Mr. Krizlov, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck to you and the university.
Thank you so much.
Again, we've been speaking with Marvin Krizlov. He is the new president of Pace University joining us. We're going to step aside and take a short break for just a moment, and we'll be back right after this.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Pace University's Pleasantville campus here for a rare celestial event nearly a century in the making, the 2017 Great American Solar Eclipse Viewing Party. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with my buddy, engineer Matty Cahan. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. Again, you can always like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, if you just joined us, a lot of excitement in the air on this campus. I'd say they're gathering here by the hundreds, if not maybe almost the thousands here, students, you name it. Very interested to see this wonderful event. As we said, it's the total solar eclipse that's encompassing much of the country, although Westchester, we should emphasize, is not in the path of totality. About 70% of the sun expected to be covered by the moon at about 2:40 this afternoon as we broadcast this live here. But again, a lot of excitement because this does not happen every day, that is for sure. And this will be going on for the next few hours. It's supposed to peak at about 2:40, and I think it ends about 4 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. That's what we've been hearing. But just a lot of excitement here and a lot of fun. Now joining us to give us his perspective on this event and more, our latest guest is Jack Kozachowski, and he's the author of a book, the principal author of a book called Climate Futures. It's about climate change, not in the political sense, but just about the environment itself. And Jack, good to have you with us here. First of all, your impressions of the turnout and this event and the excitement we're witnessing today.
Well, Jim, there's a lot of energy in the air, and I like to see that because I like to see students and people really getting out and learning about the universe, and this is what it's all about here. And like I say, I'm happy to be here, and there's a lot of excitement.
Well, and just seeing the excitement of the faces of the kids, the students here, so many people wanting to take in this event. We've been getting requests for classes, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we have nothing to do with it, but it's been very popular. They're gone now, and anybody that comes here has to share them. But it's just, they really are interested in seeing this, and again, it's all about safety, too.
Yeah, and they have the special glasses that you can look directly at the sun. They also have telescopes. You can safely look through the telescopes and watch the progression of the moon going across the sun, and it gets darker and darker. And there's even a way of looking at your cell phone by taking a selfie, so you're not looking directly at the sun, but you're seeing it.
I remember as a kid, the first time I got exposed to a solar eclipse, I think it was in elementary school decades ago, and I think our teacher was telling us to go outside, hey, there's a partial solar eclipse going on, and I was fascinated about it. I mean, we didn't have the glasses back then, we just took a brief look at it. For me, though, I mean, lunar eclipse is certainly the biggest memories I have, but this is just very rare to see something like this.
It sure is.
It is. Now, let's talk about your book here. Again, of course, we are here for the eclipse, yes, first and foremost, but let's talk about climate futures. What exactly is your angle as far as what you cover in that book?
Well, my angle is several-fold. One is that our climate is changing. I think most people are aware of that, and it's changing faster than we think. And we are at the point where we have many decisions to make, and we're close to the point of no return. But primarily, it's a book about hope, that there is ways out, and we do that by exploring time travels to the future.
So when you look at climate change, I mean, we used to hear the phrase global warming. Now it's about climate change. That's what they're saying now. I mean, is it man-made? Is it a natural evolution? I mean, what is really causing this?
Well, there is certainly a natural component of temperatures going up and down over the hundreds of thousands of years. But since 1850, that's only 175 years ago, the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere spikes twice as high as any of the previous highs from natural cycles. But the most important thing is that it spiked in only 150 years, and it usually takes 100,000 years. Coincidental to this, carbon dioxide spiked, and you can overlay a graph of temperature over time. It matches in that same spike you see.
All these years, well, all these decades, I mean, we start to see some unusual weather events. I mean, every time, I mean, the hurricanes seem to get stronger. We've had Sandy, we had Irene. Or every time you hear a weather event and they say it's the worst on record or the highest temperature on record, the first thing that comes to your mind is, oh, it's climate change. I mean, should we assume that?
Not necessarily. There are weather events like tornadoes and hurricanes, and it's very hard to take that and say this is climate change. That climate change is a broad average. However, the big indicator that I'm most familiar with is over the past, the warmest years on record have been since the year 1998. And every year for the last 3 years, we seem to be breaking that record. That is a definite signal. The increase in wildfires and the droughts, that is approaching a signal. You really need 30 years of data to definitively say that a certain event is due to climate change.
And we've been hearing things, let's say, if I remember correctly, like the ice caps melting around Greenland. I mean, that seems to be another telltale sign. Could that be something we should look at?
Sure. I think Greenland is probably a definite sign. I'm a skeptic, so I'm careful about not to exaggerate things, but the Arctic is warming so much that over the last 10 years, the last 40 years, we've lost 75% of the sea ice. And that does a couple of things. One is sea is dark. The dark colors absorb heat, and that'll heat the area. And then that feeds back and makes it warmer in the water and melts more ice. And Greenland is a really phenomenal example of what's happening because it's disappearing from the inside by meltwater going under the ice and snow.
What do you want people to get most out of this particular book? What's the end goal here? I mean, for them, can they learn something by reading this?
They absolutely can. As a matter of fact, it is a novel. It is fiction. But the intent is to educate people while they get an adventure story in the side. It's time travel. And the main character, Dr. Mitch, enters 7 different doors through the course of the plot. And each door represents a different scenario, a different version of reality. And the reality really depends, the outcome is what we do or do not do today, plus what climate natural cycles do. So we got scenarios ranging from total devastation, we do nothing, to very very clear resolution by mitigating our emissions by 80%.
Is this kind of, let's say, when people read this, kind of a call to action? Is that what you'd like to see happen? I mean, certainly we're getting increased awareness over time about climate change, but what about a call to action?
Absolutely. My objective is to get people to think about it and to make a reasoned judgment. Even the skeptics, there's a chapter saying this that involves the skeptics were right. So skeptics and people like me who believe that climate is changing and humans are the cause, we need to do something about it, they need to start talking to each other. And I can learn from them, and they can learn from me. And similarly, the reader can learn from other readers or just by the book, by seeing the different perspectives.
So we can safely say, yes, climate change is real, but there are some things that you can do as an individual to maybe try to reverse that. Only so many people can do so much about it, but you can do your part to maybe try to reverse this a little bit?
Absolutely. Home energy systems, there's so many things you can do. You can get a free energy audit in Westchester County, and it identifies not just the big things, like totally re-insulating your house or putting solar panels, but small things. We had it done on our house, and they showed where specifically the heat is. We're losing heat in the winter, and we simply weather stripped it and sealed it. And your driving habits, you know, you don't have to, if you can avoid doing a single car trip, carpool, little things. If everybody did little things, it all adds up.
And I would be remiss in saying this, since we are here for the solar eclipse, I talked this to you about off the air, solar panels, how about that?
Oh, solar panels are great, and that's one of the big reasons we have hope, because it's rapidly, solar panels and wind and geothermal, all the renewable energy sources are becoming so competitive with fossil fuels. I read a study that showed that by 2032, we will, it's going to be equal. And by 2050, it's going to be vastly eclipsed. The fossil fuels will be eclipsed by renewables. And there are things we can do today. Federal subsidies for renewables are being cut and are so much higher than the subsidies for fossil fuels. If they were equal, the energy distribution at this point would be equal.
All right, so every little bit helps. Whatever you can, do your part, right?
You bet.
All right. Jack Kozachowski, thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy the eclipse, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Jim.
Jack Kozachowski joining us. We're going to take a short break. I just want to remind everybody that if you just tuned in, we're here for the 2017 Great American Solar Eclipse going on this afternoon. A tremendous turnout building, I must say, across the way from where we are at the Kessel Center. Over at Alumni Hall, people are gathering with the telescopes, and those who are lucky enough to get those glasses, I mean, they are such a commodity, they're definitely using them against safety counts. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We've been broadcasting live today from Pace University's Pleasantville campus here for the 2017 Great American Solar Eclipse Viewing Party. I'm Jim Cleefield, and they've been coming by the hundreds today, hoping to get those special glasses and looking through the telescopes to try to get a glimpse of this rare celestial event. This event, it was really nearly a century in the making, and while Westchester was not in the path of totality, about 70% of the moon expected to cover the sun, nonetheless, a very exciting event for everybody. And we want to thank all of our guests, and I said everybody's been having a good time, a lot of Pace students I've seen, and so much more. And we hope you enjoyed this broadcast with us, and I hope if you had a chance to view this eclipse, I hope you did so in a safe manner, because you can't look directly at a solar eclipse unless you have either the special glasses, or maybe perhaps if you use your cell phone, take it in selfie mode, put it above your shoulder. Otherwise, you would have severe eye damage. So hopefully you did it in complete safety. I want to thank our guests today and also our wonderful crew, of course. We call him Mixmaster Matt, Matty the K, Matt K, and helping us with the engineering today. Andrew Castellano, our boss, thank you so much for arranging these wonderful events. And thank you to all of you listeners. You make Help This Radio a great show for us. And we want to remind you again, we have been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Yes, indeed. And just a reminder, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. It has been an absolute pleasure, ladies and gentlemen. I've really enjoyed being here today. Hope you did, too, and hope you enjoyed all the events going on that we are there. And again, thanks to everybody here. And please get home safely. Enjoy the rest of the week. And we'll see you again next time. Take care, everybody. Have fun.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.